I'm quite confident whenever I follow his rulings when he was Speaker. And I followed one of his precedents and I landed in the Supreme Court. When on two occasions, the Lady Chief and Chief Justice came to swear me in as the acting president. And because Justice Anna, he had two terms. Indeed, he was the only Speaker in the Fourth Republic to have two terms of 4 years. And on each occasion, he took the presidential oath once for his first term and his second term. And for very good reasons. So I thought I should go by his precedent. And that landed me in the Supreme Court. So I have no choice. We accepted the ruling. When the president was going to Scotland, I quickly took the oath. I was acting when I received this on the lighter note. Then I received a call from the vice president not too long ago, sometime in May. I was then acting as president. When I received a call from the vice president, Parliament was supposed to come into session on a certain Tuesday. And on a certain Saturday, the vice president was to go to Abuja to attend a security meeting when President Hollande was coming to Abuja. The question was, how do you have to summon Parliament Saturday, only one day, only for them to go back and come on Tuesday? So I politely told the vice president it would be difficult to summon Parliament for that purpose. So the vice president could not travel. Again, as a country, we need to revisit that issue because, again, you clearly see the wisdom. In fact, the cost of you bringing MPs apart, quite apart from the cost of bringing MPs, the inconvenience, the practicality of it.